This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Guys, we're joined by filmmaker Jack Gorman. Jack Gorman's newest film, Patriots and Tyrants, is out now. Jack, how's it going?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on today's show. So, Jack, I was just taking a look at the synopsis for your film, your newest film, Patriots and Tyrants. Tell us a little bit about the film.
Yeah. Well, Patriots and Tyrants is a short film. It encompasses four scenes, basically three different interrogation scenes and a conclusion scene that sort of wraps up the story. It's about a man named Jesse Amelia, who is a science teacher in rural Ohio. And he has some family ties, some cousins who are involved in terrorism, and a overzealous government investigator decides that he's guilty too, just based on these ties, and it's sort of the story about how he progresses into becoming what they assume that he is, because they assume that he was guilty to begin with.
Okay, gotcha. What inspired you to create this film? I know right now it's a short film, and it's going to lead into my next question, but what inspired you to write this film? Was it a story that you were familiar with from a real person's life, or was it just something that, you know, you came up with?
Well, it's definitely something that I came up with. It's part of a larger story, and I assume that's probably going to be your next question, so I'll save that. I'll save most of that for that, but it's a story I've been writing in my head for a number of years, and it encompasses a much larger universe, and this is a piece that I could put together and that would make sense as a short, complete film while also lending itself to the larger universe, as it were, and something that me as a first-time filmmaker and self-financier that I could actually afford the film. So, that was sort of the driving force in the creation of this short film.
Okay, awesome. I noticed that your film has actually appeared in several film festivals, and I know the response has been very well. Do you know what the timeline is like for maybe a longer film or a feature film?
Well, unfortunately, it hasn't appeared in any festivals yet. It's been submitted to a number and is under consideration. Actually, we're hoping to hear back today from the Toronto Short Film Festival. Fingers crossed for that. We are actually getting ready to, we're in pre-production for a follow-up short film. Be about half the length of Patriots and Tyrants. It follows one of the characters after the events of the first short film and what happens to her. Now, in terms of a longer story, unfortunately, that's not something I can finance in my own pocket, so it just depends on when I find, the right financier, the right executive producer, a partner who can come in and help me develop them.
Okay, I understand it. Thank you so much for clearing that up. I apologize. You have a strong background in the field of sports. You were a sports executive for a little over 15 years, and you dealt with both NFL and NCAA and arena football and world team tennis. Have you decided to step away from the field of sports, or are you just taking a break to pursue filmmaking?
Well, I'm certainly open to whatever comes my way down the line, but at the moment I do have a stronger interest in filmmaking than I do in sports. I did that for a while and sort of reached a point where I just wasn't quite as interested as I used to be, and sports is a very long hours and very difficult industry to be in, and if you don't have that full passion, then you probably shouldn't be there anymore. So whether or not I'll go back, I don't know. We'll sort of see how things play out. But filmmaking is my true focus right now.
Okay, absolutely. I also noticed that in addition to, filmmaking and, your background in sports, you've also done freelance writing and web design and graphic design, as well as photography. Do you still plan to pursue those things as well in addition to your filmmaking?
Well, like I said, filmmaking is the primary thing right now, but certainly, web design and the graphic design and the and whatnot is helping to pay the bills, and I will pursue any number of one of those avenues. That I enjoy all of those things, but when I have a chance to be a filmmaker first and foremost, and hopefully only one day, that's probably where I'll go. But certainly having all those things has helped me market Patriots and Tyrants as well. So having a number of skills never hurt anybody.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I kind of stepped away from a question that I had intended to ask earlier, but I wanted to go back to it. The writing process for Patriots and Tyrants, I know that you were the director, the executive producer, and you also did the writing for the film. Did the writing come easily for you? What was it like? What was the length of time that it took you to write the script?
Well, I've been writing the story, Odd Notes, and in my head for a number of years, again, for the larger story. And when I decided to step away from the larger story for a moment and pursue a short film, both for the purposes of filmmaking and for eventually drawing interest from potential executives and financiers to raise money for the larger story, I sat down New Year's Day of 2014 and did a first draft. It probably took me about 6 weeks to complete the script between different clients and jobs and whatnot that I was working with. Had a great experience with the Mark Lapidula and his screenwriting group up here in the Virginia area. He's a professor over at Yale. Does screenwriting workshops here in the area. They helped me out a lot. It's just nice to go into a room with a lot of other people who are interested in the same thing as you are, and kind of go back and forth with table reads and whatnot of the script and hear it out loud, get a lot of different opinions. So I did about 4 or 5 drafts before I took it into that room. They helped me out. I took it a couple more drafts and took it back to them as well. So I'd say all in about 6 weeks and about 7 drafts of the script before it was ready to shoot.
Okay. Jack, I wanted to ask now for our listening audience, if somebody was interested in hosting like a screening of your film, what steps would they need to take to secure that?
Well, they could just contact me. Jack@jackgorman.com is the email, or you can go to patriotsandtyrantsfilm.com, and we have a contact form there on the website, and we'd certainly be happy to talk to them. The bigger the audience we can get for the film, and more chance we'll have to make a few more of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask now, you actually told me earlier in the interview that you're expecting to hear something back today, hopefully from the Toronto Film Festival. Toronto Short Film Festival. Apologies. What other things are on the horizon for you? Do you plan to submit your film to any more film festivals, or...?
Patriots and Tyrants have been submitted to a total of 22 film festivals, including Sundance and Berlin and Hong Kong Film Festival. And at this point, there's a few others that are coming up on the horizon that we'll probably submit to, but by and large, I feel like we've done a pretty good selection. One of my aims with Patriots and Tyrants, it's not exactly a happy message, and it doesn't necessarily, it may not necessarily be a broad audience film, so I really wanted to get it to as many diverse populations around the world as I could, really with the goal of getting it on all 6 continents, and except for Antarctica. I don't think the penguins are interested in seeing the film. And just get as many different people to see it as possible. So hopefully you submit to 2025 and you get into a handful and somebody sees it.
Absolutely, absolutely. The title, it's such a gripping title. Before I knew anything about the actual film, before I saw the trailer and read the background story, I just saw the name Patriots and Tyrants. And it's such a it grips you because both words are so so strong, and they, when you use them to describe somebody, they're very, I guess, just they can be emotionally gripping. Where did you you know, was this the title that you always wanted for the film, or did you have to, did it take you a while to come up with what the title would be?
It took me a long time to come up with the title. You know, I had a number of generic ideas at first, and actually I published the first draft of the script with the WGA under you know, the name American Terrorist, which I didn't like a whole lot, but you know, sort of at least told the story
yeah.
of the film. But you know, Patriots and Tyrants comes from the Thomas Jefferson, the famous Thomas Jefferson quote, and which is actually used within the film. And I actually had a mistake in the quote in my original draft, and someone in my screenwriting workshop pointed it out to me, and it actually created a back and forth between the characters, and it became almost a fulcrum point in their discussion. And then at that point, I went, "Wow, okay, that's the title." And you know, ever since, you know, just stuck with that.
Okay. Jack, I'm actually all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you for joining us on today's show, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Well, you know, I just hope that everyone out there gets a chance to see the film, and you know, if you would like to see the film, just bring, you know, I'll mention it again, email is jack@jackwarman.com, and website is patriotsandtyrantsfilm.com, and hopefully you'll get a chance to see the shorts and maybe one day, you know, some of the larger stories.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.